Welcome everyone to my second episode of the Be Mindful podcast. Today I have someone who is very near and dear to my heart, my grandma. She will be joining me for multiple episodes, which I am very excited about. I've invited her today because during this pandemic, we have talked almost every day about how she was doing and what she felt was going good and what she felt was going poorly in her day. I wanted to let her share some stories and experiences that she remembers from when COVID started until now. So without further ado, Grandma, take the stage.
Okay, first off, thank you for inviting me to speak on your podcast. I didn't realize how serious this virus was. I was invited to go to a birthday dinner, and they canceled because of the virus. And then I began to hear more and more about it, and it was a little scary because I am older, and I do have problems breathing, and so I thought to myself, gee, I wouldn't want to end up in a hospital on one of those machines that they talked about on TV. It was very scary. So I stayed in. If I went to the garbage room, I wore gloves, and I was very careful to wipe everything down, and I wore a mask. And so initially I was very frightened.
And now, May of 2021, are there any changes or similarities with COVID still around?
Well, I received both injections for the virus. I have the Moderna. I got two doses of the injections, and so I am a little bit less frightened. I still wear a mask, but I at least get a chance to see my family and visit them, you know, cautiously, but I visit them and I can go out with less fear, although I am still aware that people are contagious and that I could be contagious.
Thank you so much for sharing. I can't wait to make another episode in the near future with you. Being able to have someone to talk to for just a couple of minutes per day is very important. I want to touch upon isolation and loneliness and how that has affected us. For me, I would talk to people and say I feel isolated, not only in my room, but also in my house and on my street. However, the correct word for me was loneliness. Even though I have my family and friends, it's still possible to feel lonely. I found this difference I wanted to share. Social isolation is a state of complete or near complete lack of contact between any individual and society. It differs from loneliness, which reflects a temporary and involuntary lack of contact with other humans in the world. I found this definition very eye-opening because I was not aware of this difference. It is important to understand the difference between the two, not only for yourself, but to understand others. Thank you guys so much for listening, and stay tuned for my next episode.